Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, Senator Spilka.
Good morning, John and Terry. Thank you for inviting me.
It's wonderful to have you here. Join the conversation, 508-871-7000. All Politics is Local. We're going to be joined later in the hour by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito. But Senator Spilka, thank you for joining us, and let's kind of talk a little bit about your background. You are the Senate Ways and Means Chairman, and a lot of people probably go, hey, that's a neat title. What does that really mean?
Well, there are several committees in the legislature. Some are just Senate, some are just House, and then you have joint committees where the committees get the bills and have hearings and vote on legislation. The Ways and Means Committee basically deals with anything that deals with money, any financial, any money issues. So we are in charge of the budget on the Senate side. The governor does the budget in this year. It'll be in January. He presents it. The House does its budget in April, and the Senate does their budget in May. And then in June, there's a conference committee to hash out the differences, and we give the budget to the governor, hopefully by the first around the 1st of July to sign. So all of the budget line items, from public safety to public health to the social workers at DCF to local aid, education, any issue that deals with money in the budget comes through my committee. We deal with it. So This time, I just finished my first budget. Literally, we spent five times going through line item by line item with my staff to make sure that I understand it all. Healthcare alone, you know, is 40% of the budget. So we work on the budget and have control of the finances, whether it be the yearly budget, the supplemental budget. We also have all legislation that has anything to do with money or potential appropriations come through my committee, which I'll talk about some of the legislation later on.
Okay. Well, actually, almost all legislation, I would think, would have some cost or revenue attached to it.
Yes, or even potentially. And we have to send it out. We go through it. We finalize it. We send it out to the agencies, ask for feedback, how it will impact them, how it will affect them, how much they think their portion of it will cost. We collate all of that and attach a fiscal note to the legislation and then decide, you know, can we afford this? Can we not? Do we have to pare it down? What do we need to do to stay within our means but still accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish?
Now, Massachusetts has, by Constitution, the requirement for a balanced budget, correct?
Yes, yes.
So I know this last budget go-around, it was a new governor, a new administration in place, and they seemed to hit the ground running, but it was a challenge because there was a very large shortfall.
Right.
And it seemed, at least to the average viewer, average citizen in Massachusetts, that the process seemed to go very cooperatively among the Senate, the House, and the legislative or the executive branch. Was that
right?
Is that fair?
Oh, that is very fair. That's very accurate. I worked very closely with not only the House Chair of Ways and Means, but the Secretary of Administration and Finance, Kristen Lepore. I'd say we speak to each other, you know, almost daily, and we have a very good and close relationship so that we work very well together. If we have issues, concerns, we don't always agree, but, you know, the House and Senate doesn't always agree.
Right.
So, but it has been a terrific relationship.
And has that continued to go, you know, now that we're, what, 9 months or so into the administration?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it continues, and I hope it continues through the whole term, because there's always financial issues coming up. Right now we're working on a deficiency for 2015 and a supplemental for 2016. The governor sent one out. The House is working on theirs this week. And so we're still – so we need to have that close communication and collaboration.
Yeah.
You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. Join the conversation, 508-871-7000. Let's go to the phone right now because we have a very important person joining us on the phone. That's the Lieutenant Governor of Massachusetts. Good morning, Karen Polito.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be with both of you and to hear the representative. And, yes, it's been a good start for the governor and I, but I do credit a good relationship with the Speaker and Senate President and our colleagues in government who helped us make very good decisions early on in the process, given two budget deficits, an incredibly taxing winter, and other challenges that our administration faces. It's not a one-sided way of solving these problems, so we really do need to work together and in a strategic and collaborative way in many respects.
Well, that's wonderful, and thank you, Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito. You're joined by Terry Hendricks and Senator Karen Spilka. I'm John Featherston. Lieutenant Governor, I had the honor of attending a ceremony that I will say that I'm not the most emotional guy, but you made me very emotional last Sunday at the Rotary presentation for the memorial for Governor Cellucci. And I was wondering if you could take a minute and share the story about how Governor Cellucci comes to work every day with you.
Oh, well, first of all, Governor Cellucci, my friend and political partner, certainly inspired me to even begin our service in government from my days as a selectman in Shrewsbury. And we had the pleasure of joining Jan Cellucci and her two daughters, Kate and Anne, and a whole community of friends and people that certainly knew and worked with Paul Cellucci. But there's a man that never forgot his roots, you know, his Central Mass, Hudson roots, where his family business was started, his father, Junior Cellucci, so loved and hardworking, starting that family business. And then he started his service as a selectman, served in the legislature, became lieutenant governor, governor, and ambassador to Canada for our country. And all through that journey, just always brought the values that his community instilled in him. You know, hard work, loving your neighbor, you know, helping everyone out. And, you know, the political story is he worked for everyone in his service. He worked across party lines. Yes, he was principled to the things he believed in, but he always wanted government to work, and you know, he just really embodied that. And I really, when I came into office, wanted to bring that spirit and the partnership that he had with Bill Weld, something that Governor Baker and I truly embrace as well, to our office. And I did ask Jan Cellucci and her daughters if we could move Governor Cellucci's portrait from the executive office to the office of the lieutenant governor, so that his presence could be felt in my work and the work that Governor Baker and I do every single day for all of the people of our Commonwealth. And she said yes. So the portrait of Paul Cellucci is right there, and every day I see it. And I'll tell you, to every person that comes to that office, they come to my door, and they look, and they pause, and they go, oh, here's Paul Cellucci. I love that guy. And, you know, that's truly a success story about someone that cared a lot and did the right thing as a public servant.
Well, that's a wonderful story, and thank you for sharing that, Lieutenant Governor Polito. You guys have a full agenda. I'm sure Senator Spilka would kind of weigh in on some of these topics as well. But one of the big things that you're doing is the community compacts with the local communities. Would you be able to discuss that a little bit further?
Sure. I want to thank Senator Spilka because for her, too, as a first-time Ways and Means Chair, but certainly no stranger to working in government, given her years of really good experience. I want to thank her for her leadership in helping us through these budgets and embracing the community compact in the budget, making sure the proper funding was in place to help our communities. And, in fact, she encouraged her hometown to sign one of the compacts, being an early compact community. We really appreciate that as well. The community compact program is the extension of the governor's very first executive order. And the executive order was meant to strengthen our partnership with cities and towns. And the way we do that is to help our cities and towns embrace best practices and good government. And so it's a best practices program. And we have over 100 applications to the program already. We have 29 communities that have signed the compact, and it represents about 220-plus best practices collectively that are underway in our communities. Best practices like having a financial management plan in place, having a capital plan, you know, looking forward to how communities can fund, you know, capital, you know, buildings and infrastructure investments. It could be IT, using technology to better communicate with constituents and having online services for people to pay their bills. Or it could be, you know, how do we plan for proper housing for people to afford to live in our community so that the next generation has an opportunity to grow their roots and experience in the hometown that they grew up in. So it's a great program. You know, thank you, Senator, for helping us with that. And
my pleasure.
It's a way for the governor and I and our team just to say, hey, listen, cities and towns, you've got a really strong partner in state government, and we're here to work hard so that everybody can succeed.
I mean, did you want to elaborate a little bit on that, Senator Spilka? And, you know, if, like, you know, I know you were involved actively in the Ashland one. You know, what's the direct benefit going to be for the local towns? You know, having been a former selectman, I wish I would have had that when I was a selectman. You know, immediately it's going to bring relief to projects in the area. I mean, can you comment a
right.
little bit
well,
on
one
that?
Of the beauties of the program is that the city or town itself picks what project it wants to work on, working with, you know, the folks at on the state level, but they can pick which project will benefit them. They're not being told. So they get the expertise, they get some resources to be able to accomplish something for the residents of the city or town that they otherwise may not have been able to do. So I think, and it's the sharing, looking at the best practices to accomplish it. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. They, as I said, they get the expertise. So I think it will be beneficial to all of the communities that join, and it would be terrific if all 351 join.
I agree. The governor reminds us of that all the time. And that's the other point. The senator makes a good one, that it's voluntary, not an unfunded mandate, but that it's available to all the communities. So it's not just a large city, gateway city experience. And we find that the program is most attractive to the smaller towns that have more limited resources, more volunteers, you know, helping to make decisions for a community. So it's really empowering, and it's really, you know, helping set communities up for success. We don't want the communities to be struggling and then trend toward failure. We want to intercede far before that happens, so the communities can do very well.
Right, Karen, I think that's a good point, that so much of our scarce resources are going to, are targeted to gateway cities. This in our area, they're really that could be a problem because we don't really have many of them. So to offer some other resources as an alternative, I think, is a great idea.
You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. Join the conversation, 508-871-7000. We're joined on the phone by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito and in the studio by Senator Karen Spilka. Lieutenant Governor, can we hold you over through the next break, or do you have to get going? All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We'll be back right after the break.
She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.